you have such great style in fiction and in life, you know. Don't you think someday, years from now, people will be able to read a blind passage from one of your books and go, well, that's Megan Abbott?
I would love that. I love style. You know, I grew up reading the great stylists, you know, whether it's Shirley Jackson or later Raymond Chandler. I love a writer who's not afraid of going big or go home, you know, in terms of style and a distinctive voice. So that would be wonderful if it took the test of time in that way.
So are there any film? I know there are. So would you tell us about the film treatments that are underway right now for your works?
Yes, they're all in TV now, which I guess seems to be the way everything is going. Oh, well, there are a few of my earlier books that are in development for film, but Dear Me and The Fever are both in development for TV shows. I'm working on the pilots for both of those, one for HBO and one for TNT. So that's been an exciting process to see your book take all these different forms and it's kind of exciting. It feels like TV is where female stories are getting told now more easily than in feature films. So I'm hoping, you know, and with things like Unreal and other shows on television now with dark female protagonists, that maybe it's my moment.
It's a good moment for you. Well, are you enjoying writing screenplays? I mean, is that a pleasure for you?
I do enjoy it. It's very different. It's very much you're working with a lot of people. You know, it's not just me alone in my apartment getting to do whatever I want, basically, at least until it goes into the editor's hands. You know, this is, you know, they have the phrase they use in Hollywood is, yeah, getting notes, you know, which is where you get advice, suggestions, and from executives, and that process is very different. So I'm getting a lot of feedback all the time, which so it's had to kind of toughen me up for that a little bit. So that's probably good. It's nice to hear a lot of voices and to have to kind of figure out what matters to you and defend it.
Wow. Yes. I'm sure it does make you see that work in a whole new way. Now, I'm curious to know if I know you have so many women readers. I'm curious to know if you hear from, particularly from young women readers.
I do. I think it started really with Dare Me, which is about a cheerleading squad. And that really just seemed, it's about an intense female friendship in large part. And I hear a lot from young women about that one in particular. And it's so strange, this weird experience on social media, like Tumblr, and I'll see these Tumblrs devoted to one of the characters in that book, who's kind of an angry girl. And I kind of love seeing it because it's sort of like one of your characters becomes an outlet for girls to sort of speak to their angry feelings. It's great because I know at that age, you know, I was counting on Patricia Highsmith to do that for me, but it's kind of awesome to see. I hope they don't actually follow any of the advice in the book.
Oh no,
not, you know, lessons to be offered, but.
Oh, never underestimate the anger and ambition of young girls.
It's true. They think female friendships at the young age are kind of underexplored in adult fiction. So I'm glad to be participating in the growth in that area.
Well, you're writing the book, girl, I tell you. So,